Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join. Come on board with us as we face the issue. Got an exciting program available for you to hear today. Participate to join in the dialogue and discussion as you feel impressed to do so. We're talking about today prophecy in the news today. I don't care what television set you turn on, what channel you put it on the radio or television when it comes to the news. In the news headlines today, prophecy, the word in the Word of God is being fulfilled, being brought to light. Every human being around the globe watching the headline news, and in the headline news we're seeing prophecy jumping off the pages of the Word of God. I'm looking at a vast number of headlines. Iran, Russia working together to evade the U.S. sanctions. Another headline, Russia-Ukraine conflict escalates and ripple effect could include impacts on food and prices and productions and fertilizer around the globe. Another article says U.S. returns to the Iran nuclear deal. Another article says Germany suspends a critical oil pipeline with Russia, triggering astronomical threats to Russia. Here's another. Russia responds to Biden sanctions. China claims America citizens will feel the consequences. That's Russia that says that America is going to feel the consequences of the happenings in Ukraine. Ladies and gentlemen, the headlines are filled with prophetic text leaping off the pages of the Word of God. Many today, ladies and gentlemen, may reject the word, disbelieve the word, not count the word as official and as absolute. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, it does not change the fact that God's word stands today. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And it stands as truth. And truth is what we talk about on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Lord Jesus that said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free, in John 8, 31 and 32. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should grasp our attention, hold our attention, and should be the modus operandi by which we operate our lives. The Word of God should be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway, as we strive each and every day to please God. And for those that may be listening, you've got a few doubts in your mind about the fulfillment of the prophetic text. Every prophecy in the Word of God in relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ's first coming was fulfilled. Every prophecy in the Word of God about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be fulfilled. Every prophecy in the Word of God in relationship to the last days and the final conflagration that's going to take place on this old globe, as it's prophesied in the Scripture, ladies and gentlemen, you can count on it. It is, as the old cliche goes, it's spot on, and it shall take place just as God said that it would take place. So I want us to listen and listen carefully today, because we're watching, listening to, seeing the Word of God being fulfilled. Now, perhaps you ask the question, perhaps you're saying, do you believe that this event in Ukraine affects America? Absolutely. Do you believe it affects all of the world? Absolutely. Do you believe it's part of the prophetic text and the Word of God? Unequivocally. We're watching the chessmen being put on the chessboard and watching God move those chessmen as he sees fit so that his prophetic text, what God has already preordained, shall take place. Ladies and gentlemen, God's sovereign. Man has free will. All that we see taking place is based on the free will of man. But God, because of his sovereignty, is allowing it to take place because it fulfills what God has already said, pre-written, predetermined shall happen. But truth is not what people look for today. Truth is rejected. Truth is repelled. Truth is denied and dissed, as the world calls it today. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of years ago, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today on an exponential basis. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if we call the Bible the truth book, and it is, we need to live the Bible. We need to live the truth. We need to seek the truth. We need to learn it and love it and live it and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, truth and the defense of truth is one of the key cardinal guidelines for your life and for mine. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work for family. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment, ladies and gentlemen. You're off on Sunday. At Tools for Time, they're closed on Sunday. Tools for Time allows the employees to be off on Sunday to worship with your family as it ought to be. Just drop by Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Fill out an application, look for an interview, and see what God does in moving you. Tools for Time is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165 feet in there, with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I get so busy with news headlines and articles that's fulfilling the prophetic word of God and fail to do so, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have you dive in at any point and place during the course of this broadcast. Ask your questions about the events that's taking place in Ukraine with the Russian armies going in, slaughtering people. In fact, the latest news this morning, they have about a 3 or 4 mile road covered with trucks and tanks and armament and new weapons coming in to resupply the Russian army in Ukraine. They're trying to take city by city by city. Millions of people have already fled into Poland, and several hundred thousand of them are going into other parts. But a major number of them, ladies and gentlemen, that are leaving Ukraine are those that are going back to Israel. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there's about 250,000 Jewish people in the nation of Ukraine, and those are flowing back to the homeland, back to Israel. We're going to talk about the connection today, ladies and gentlemen, the connection between Israel, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, China, and all that's taking place today with the headline news across the world. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm excited about it because for years and years and years, centuries, in fact, there have been those that have doubted and discussed and debated and dissed the Word of God, saying that some of these things it's talked about shall never come about. But ladies and gentlemen, God said it, that settles it, whether you accept it or not. And I'm looking forward to what God is going to continue to do in relationship to this thing that's taking place today. I call it war with Russia, and it's the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russia, with Vladimir Putin trying to put back together the old grounds of USSR, trying to become the czar over the whole nations that are surrounding Russia today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a wicked heart from a wicked man. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I think that part of his anger and aggression and activity today is as a result of his name and the Russian people being dissed and disregarded and lied about by Hillary Rodham Clinton and Joe Biden and Barack Hussein Obama and the entire left, loose, lax, lost liberals, the socialist Marxist element of the Democratic Party today. I believe part of Russia's anger is a result of what has been taking place with blaming everything on Russia. Basically, it's the old cliche, well, if you're going to blame it on me, I'm going to do it. is what I see taking place in part. But ladies and gentlemen, regardless of the human element, God is still on the throne, and God is the one that's watching over it, and God is the one that's bringing all of this about. Let me just read you little blurbs of other headlines that I find fascinating today. Here's one that says, we seem to be tail spinning into chaos. We're talking about the world, the nations. I have covered, this is the writer said, I have covered crisis before, but nothing comes even close. British Petroleum just decided to take a hit of as much as $25 billion just for leaving Russia immediately. That is the British Petroleum, BP Oil, said we're not going to take any more Russian oil, and that means a hit of $25 billion for BP oil production. Here's another article that says the Russian bond market is collapsing. Russia's bonds, junk bonds, set to reel from the central bank sanctions. Holders of bonds issued by Russia are set to grapple with a new reality this week as fresh sanctions on the nation's central bank and a downgrade of its credit rating to junk bond status. All of the bond sales drying up. Another article, ladies and gentlemen, says the European Union closed its airspace to Russia. The blockade applies to any planes owned, chartered, or otherwise controlled by any Russian person. And a statement then ending that says it's unprecedented. Another article says the EU also banned all transactions with Russian central bank, severely curbing its ability to use foreign currency reserves to cushion the devastating blow for the sanctions against Russia. Another brief blurb, Putin has put his nuclear forces on high alert. Unclear what it means and what his intentions are. On the tactical side, things are definitely not going as well as Putin had planned. Here's another article touches on the nuclear forces. Putin puts his nuclear forces on high alert, and tensions continue to rise. President Vladimir Putin ordered Russia's strategic nuclear forces put on high alert, citing what he called as aggressive statements from the leaders of NATO countries. Putin made the comment Sunday at a meeting with his defense minister and military chief, in which he also called newly imposed Western sanctions illegitimate sanctions. Ladies and gentlemen, I could go on and on and on with just simply reading you the blurb from the headlines around the globe in relationship to what is taking place with Russia and Ukraine. There are a number of people that are listening today. Perhaps you've heard it said on some of the networks. Perhaps you've thought it yourself. Why should we be involved in Ukraine? What should be our modus operandi as to what's happening? Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Go back in the archives and research. In 1994, Slick Willie, William Jefferson Clinton, wanted Ukraine to disassemble, dismantle, and close all of its nuclear plants, including what is called Chernobyl. By the way, the Russian troops just took control of Chernobyl, holding all of the employees there hostage even as I speak. Bill Clinton wanted that done, wanted to, quote, denuclearize Ukraine. And as a result of them following Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton had an agreement signed, they signed an agreement. The Clinton administration signed the agreement. It was an agreement born out of coercion in order for the Ukrainians to be able to get any type of financial aid from America. And as a result of that, Ukraine has thought for the years now that if something happens, America would come in and help. Because after all, if you put it in the young blood vernacular, after all, the leaders of Ukraine's holding it up. We've got a piece of paper signed by Bill Clinton, the president of the United States. He's going to help us. Ladies and gentlemen, that piece of paper is not worth anything today because it's not being honored. Just as many, many agreements that we've had have not been honored. Just as we have an agreement today that's going to supposedly protect Taiwan in the event of invasion from China. But ladies and gentlemen, Chinese aircraft has been invading the Taiwanese airspace in the past week now because they're watching a weak, sleepy, cognitively depleted Joe Biden. And they realize if Russia can get by with it, they can get by with it. And the little upstart out of North Korea now firing off ballistic missiles, watching what's happening with China, watching what's happening with Russia, and realizing it's time to move. We're watching the movement around the globe with these ten-horn dictator national leaders because of a weak, sleepy Joe Biden that's doing nothing. We'll talk about that during this broadcast today. You might ask, where's Joe Biden? Where are the normal presidential press conferences keeping the general public in America aware and up to date of what's taking place? You don't find that. Where's Joe? He's bunkered down in the basement in his estate in Delaware. That's where he is. No conferences, no nothing as far as any press conference, nothing as far as press releases. His handlers, ladies and gentlemen, are keeping Joe Biden in the box where they kept him during the fake, phony, farce election that put him in office. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are a nation, as one writer put it, a globe that's in an absolute tailspin, and that tailspin seems to be running out of gas and energy, that eventually, ladies and gentlemen, if it continues the trek that it's on today, and I believe that it will, because I believe God's word is being fulfilled. I believe that what is taking place, God's doing it. God's allowing it to be done. And why is that so? For his honor and for his glory. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, he clearly states that in several places. When you look at Ezekiel 38 and 39, it talks about God and what God is saying. He says, I will bring thee against the land, that the heathen may know that when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. And he goes on to talk about in Ezekiel 38 and 39, where God is saying, and they shall know that I am the Lord God. Verse 23 of chapter 38, chapter 39, 1 and following. I will turn thee back. I will bring thee up into the mountains of Israel. I will smite thee by the bow and thy left hand. Verse 6 says, I will send a fire upon Magog. I will make my holy name known in the midst of Israel. I will not let them pollute my holy name, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, the point I wanted to make with that brief digression, it's God that says I'm doing it. It's God that says I'm on the throne. It's God that says, look up, listen up. I'm still in control of this old world. Ladies and gentlemen, are you excited about seeing God's word come to fruition? Are you excited about seeing what God, I'm not saying you're excited about seeing the mayhem and the murder and the slaughter of human beings in Ukraine. And I want to talk about during this broadcast how it's affecting and how it shall continue to affect America. Food shortages, gasoline shortages, all products and services in major, major short supply. It's going to bring a major, major, major cataclysmic collision. And we're on that collision course today, a cataclysmic collision in the realm of commerce, in the realm of finances, in the realm of what you'd call the financial markets, and what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says that stock markets plummeting, Bitcoin hit 35,000, oil is $100 a barrel, Russian invasion of Ukraine, the worst possible scenario we could have ever imagined, according to one writer. And it talks about the Dow Jones dropping. In fact, every day the Dow Jones is dropping 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 800 points a day. And some may not think anything about it, but it's depleting the economic picture. It is a tectonic transfer of global wealth that is taking place before our eyes. You might ask, ask the question, who's behind this? What's causing it? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that behind this, and we'll talk about that further in the broadcast, I believe that behind some of this is not all of this, but some of it is none other than George Soros. George Soros has an article that says, George Soros is the title of the article, I Stand with Ukraine. He says, I have witnessed the transform of the collapsing part of the Soviet Union to a liberal democracy and an open society. And it has faced countless acts of Russian aggression, but has persisted. Brave Ukrainians are now frontline and risking their lives in the onslaught that reminds me of the siege of Budapest in 1944 at the siege in 1993. It is important that both the transatlantic alliance and the United States, Canada, and European Union and the United Kingdom but also other nations do whatever it can in their power to support Ukraine in its time of existential threat. Putin's actions are direct attack on the sovereignty of all states and there once was in the Soviet Union and beyond. Russia is in clear violation of the United Nations Charter and should be held accountable. Allowing Putin to succeed his quest will send a message across the world that nations can simply be created or dissolved by brute force. We must stand with Ukraine as they stand for us. Now, that's coming out of George Soros, so I don't know how much you can put as far as credibility in that. George Soros brags about the fact that he can go into a nation, cause the financial markets to collapse, and buy it back up pennies on the dollar and make billions of dollars in doing so. So the question is Soros behind this? Some believe that it is the case. I believe that it's the case in part. But ladies and gentlemen, the principal key leader in this whole aggression is none other than Russia. You go to Ezekiel 38 and 39, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll find that it is Russia that's leading five nations to follow in the footsteps and come against Israel. Who are those nations? It's Iran, old Persia, Turkey. And by the way, when you look at the map and you see the Black Sea, above the Black Sea, north of the Black Sea, you see Ukraine. Above Ukraine, you see Russia. But below the Black Sea, you see Turkey. Formerly in the Bible, it was Asia Minor. And today it's Turkey. And the Bible says that Ezekiel 38 and 39, it's going to be five nations led by Russia: Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, Russian tanks and Russian missiles and Russian warfare material is absolutely stacked and stacked and stacked again in Syria. Very few have said anything about it. Very few know anything about it. But it's sitting, waiting, and ready. Russia today is angry. Russia today is aggressive. Russia today is waiting anxiously to dominate the globe. And that's what we see that ultimately shall take place, ladies and gentlemen, as God continues his sovereign hand of bringing about the prophetic text jumping off the pages of all of the news around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be ready as Christians. You realize, ladies and gentlemen, the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. The rapture of the church, when we're suddenly snatched out of this old world, we're going to see a major conflagration. The world will see a conflagration that the world has never witnessed before. But we will be up, up, and away. The old cliche, beam me up, Scotty. I'm ready. I'm ready, and I pray that you are. The only way you can be ready is by saying yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, and the recognition that our only hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness, as the old song says. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go over to question or comment, please.
Well, I've got a list of questions because it just people want to know why. Okay, I feel for the people who live in the Ukraine. Because no matter who started it, no matter who profits from it, no matter who provoked it, the people in the Ukraine are suffering.
Yes.
My questions were, is why? What's the goal? Who profits? Who supports which side? Is it just a grand distraction for other things that are going on in the world? What about our own corrupt political involvement with the Bidens, Hunter, and Burisma, the Clintons, Pelosi, John Kerry? All of these people profited by sending U.S. government aid to the Ukraine and then having the Ukraine funnel money back to them, which is why Biden threatened to have the $1 billion of aid to the Ukraine canceled under the Obama administration if they didn't fire the prosecutor that was going after Burisma, which is where Hunter Biden was working. Did nothing for the money, but they paid him millions. All that seems to be have been forgotten. So then you go into what you touched on about George Soros and him coming out basically supporting the Ukrainians, but he's had his hand in there for quite some time. I had an article that ties him to a guy named, it's an oligarch named Igor Kolominsky. All right, this is the one that's listed as a terrorist. He's banned in America, but that was like one of the sub-level business partners that ties into Hunter Biden. So it's a huge mess. But I believe it's drawing the entire world into the arena, like you were saying earlier, and the people who provide aid to the Ukraine will then become the enemies of Russia and Syria and Iran. So it's provoked an entire Middle East and a European conflict. We don't even see the beginnings of it yet, but it's there. It's coming. Those folks over in the Ukraine are suffering. So as a Christian, you look at it and you go, what a mess. It's just a huge mess. Anything you try to do just seems to make it, it seems will make it worse. But look back now. President Biden, first thing he did when he got into office is he shut down that pipeline. Okay. He started restricting all the oil companies from doing any more exploration. All right. Because they're pushing us into this green energy mode, your AOC Green New Deal. They're doing it. They're going to make you drive an electric car. Gas will be too expensive to drive a gasoline or diesel powered car. They're trying to make it unobtainable, so you have to take their electric car. So that point being, driving up the price of oil benefits Russia because Russia can bankroll whatever they want to do military-wise, their invasion. They can take all that money from the cost of the oil that they're selling. Germany just did an about-face. They weren't going to help support the Ukraine. However, Germany buys oil from Russia. So so they just flip-flopped, and now they're supposedly going to support the Ukraine. America is importing oil from Russia. Just let your heads settle on that for a second. We're paying the Russians for oil because we don't want to use our own oil. We're importing oil from the OPEC nations because we don't want to use our own oil. The price of oil going way up, Russia benefits. Every time the price of oil has gone up in the last 20 years, Russia took that money and invaded. Russia took that money and expanded their military conquest. So, like I said, it's a great big soup of a mess, but it draws all the world's focus there. So is it a distraction? Meanwhile, China is eyeballing Taiwan like never before. They've been flying military planes over Taiwan, basically saying, you belong to us. We never let you go. We're going to get you back. What will America do to support or defend Taiwan? Well, apparently nothing. What are they doing for the Ukrainians? Yeah, we're talking about it. We're going to send them some money. We might send them some bullets. Under the Obama administration, you know what we sent? Blankets. We sent them blankets. That's interesting. So as a Christian, what should we be doing? Well, we're supposed to be informed. We're supposed to be praying. Jesus said in Matthew 28:18, it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Ultimately, the goal for Christians is to continue to watch and pray and to tell people about Jesus, because this hourglass is wrapping up. The sand is falling. Okay, it's almost over before the church is lifted out, and then it's going to be the tribulation time. And then eventually all these nations come against Israel, and Jesus returns and slays the enemies of Israel with the sword of his mouth, because he spoke the world into existence. He can speak them out of existence. He is the Word of God.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to one of our four sons, Glenn. Glenn is retired law enforcement. Glenn is a scholar of the Scripture, and I'm thankful for that. Glenn, let me ask you a question. We've got a couple of minutes before the top of the hour news break. Let me ask you a question. With the about force faced with Germany, and Germany had been reticent to do anything to help the Ukraine because Germany is totally dependent upon Russian oil, and with the Russian oil pipeline coming in, and Germany just in the past few days decided to put that on hold to show something that would show be, quote, good faith. And now they've agreed to send, I believe it's $100 million or $200 million or $500 million. I've forgotten the article, but it's a massive amount of dollars being sent to Ukraine. And that's like spitting in the face of Russia. How is that going to be for Germany? Will Russia shut the oil off for Germany and let them freeze? How do you think Russia is going to respond to Germany? And if that's the case, if Russia turns against Germany, what's Germany going to have to do to fulfill what's found in the Scripture to be part of the league, the five-nation league that comes against Israel? Got about a minute to go before our break.
I don't know if I can talk that fast. I tried to talk really fast earlier just to get it in before the break. I wouldn't get another chance. But Germany buying that oil from Russia, okay, and then now going to supply aid to the Ukraine. All right, you have to understand also Germany manufactures weapons and ammunition. They sell weapons and ammunition to surrounding countries, all right? But I believe they've been pressured by the NATO nations to basically fall in line with what the script is. But Russia's going to punish them. He's already been making threats, Putin specifically making threats, that anybody who interferes with what they're doing is going to pay a heavy price. He's already put his people that are in charge of nuclear weapons on alert. He's put them on standby. Maybe he's saber-rattling. You know, anytime you say we could push the nuclear button, everybody goes, oh, Mufasa, you know, what's going to happen next? But, hey, even if he just detonated one up in the atmosphere and he shut them down, okay, so they wouldn't have what they call it, EMP, electromagnetic pulse. If he did that, he would shut them down from all their communications. All right. So it's on the table. It is interesting that, you know, once these threats were made, that Biden is now in the bunker in his home state in Delaware and says the media can't seem to get a hold of anybody in the administration right now. Yes. What do they know? That's kind
Glenn,
of
hold your thoughts for just a minute. And top of the hour, the news is on us. Ladies and gentlemen, hold your thoughts there. Don't turn you down. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.